Ambassador w'iwangira Uganda wali w'iwangira Japan His Excellence Sasayama Atakuya onakulembeire mu abakugu mu nsonge ebyobulamu okuba ate nga batuuse ebintu ebikozesebwa mu eddwaliro ebikununkiriza mu bukaire ebina ana n'omwenda mu eddwaliro ekulu erya Idinda era nga bali kwenda okubona nga ensonga ebyobulamu dongera okuba ate nga ditumbuka ye omuteesiteesi omukulu okuva kwali minisitule y'ensonga ebyobulamu ni Dr. Diana Atwine nga ali kubita mu Director General ow'ensonga ebyobulamu Dr. Joseph Okwera asabye abasawo okuva ku eddwaliro ekulu erya Idinda okuba ate nga bakozesa bukalamu ebintu ebireeteibwa olunaku olwaleero.
We have given us this equipment. Now the next challenge will be how to use this equipment well, how to maintain it. We are lucky that the consultant and the team are staying around to help us with the maintenance for about 3 years. My request to the staff is get interested, learn as much as possible from the experts because they are still around, so that when they go away, our workshop here can be able to continue maintaining the equipment so that we benefit as much as possible. So allow me to, at this moment, communicate our appreciation to the ambassador on behalf of the government of Japan that we, as Uganda, we appreciate this support, your continued support. You've been our good partner for very long.
Otini ya director wa idwa ye kulelia Idinda Dr. Yai Alfred. Ononi asabye. Bechigema kubona buno okuba ate nga bakulisa bukalamu ebintu ebyo babone nga basobola okutuusa obuweereza ku bantu ababuliddo mu nsonga n'endala ategeezezza abakungu okuva ku minisitule y'ensonga ebyobulamu ku bimu ku bizibu bye bali kuba ate nga babitamu nga eddwaliro ekulu erya Idinda.
We have a challenge in the area of power outages. Sometimes power is on and off. We want to implore government of Uganda to support us with dedicated power lines for these hospitals so that our power supply is not interrupted. Two, on the issue of limited funding for additional security measures, we request for funding from government to complete our wall fence and construct a new fence so that at least around us we are able to monitor security of our equipment better. On the area of limited funding for maintenance of equipment, we would like to increase funding for equipment maintenance, and we can do that better when our overall funding is also enhanced. So we'll be working with the Minister of Health, Minister of Finance, to see how equipment maintenance budget can be increased. We have a challenge of limited working space, especially in the OPD, accident and emergency, and in our pediatric department, Nalfen.